Okay, my friends. So we did a story a week or so ago about Jack and the Beanstalk. Well, not really about Jack and the Beanstalk the way we know it. It was a different kind of Jack and the Beanstalk, wasn't it?
Because it's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, the man who wrote that, Josh Funk, and his illustrator, Edwardian Taylor, had written some other stories. And we were fortunate enough to get our hands on one of them. And it's called It's Not Hansel and Gretel. And we're going to read it to you today, friends. So, we hope you know the story of Hansel and Gretel really, really well and are ready to not have it read to you. Because this is not the right story, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure the storyteller is going to try to do it a certain way. And they're going to just do their crazy thing. Because that's how it works, right?
Yeah, but
hmm?
In the middle, I'm just giving you a heads up. But I am going to crack a joke. And I think Hansel and Gretel are going to make it actually happen.
You think so?
They're going to make me crack a joke.
I love cracking a joke. All right, you guys, get ready. Let's read it. Here. Oh, wait, today's story is read by Mommy and...
Narrator.
Oh, you're the narrator?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to get characters in their actual voices. Okay.
Go.
All right, you guys.
Here we go. Once upon a time, Hansel and Gretel lived with their mama and papa on the outskirts of the woods. Hansel, Gretel, where are you?
Shh. We're playing hide and seek with cousin Jack.
Jack? The Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk? Get out of here. This isn't your story.
Whatever.
It was a time of great famine and there wasn't enough food. Hansel and Gretel's parents hatched an evil plan to get rid of their children.
Gretel, should we be worried?
Nah, our parents love us.
No, children, you should be worried. That afternoon, Papa took the children deep into the forest.
Should we be worried now?
Yes, your parents want to get rid of you.
No, Hansel.
This is just a regular Thursday afternoon walk,
says Gretel. I think Hansel's right, though. I think she should be worried.
When the sky grew dark, Papa ran off without a word. Hansel and Gretel grew cold and hungry.
Gretel, I'm cold and hungry.
Don't fret, Hansel. I'm sure Papa will be right back with blankets and food.
You're right. Our parents love us.
Oh, brother.
It does seem pretty awful that a parent would do that to their child, huh?
Yeah. Luckily, Hansel had left a trail of breadcrumbs leading back home.
Breadcrumbs? I didn't bring any breadcrumbs.
What kind of person saves breadcrumbs?
It's a time of great famine. If there are breadcrumbs left, we eat them.
Okay, forget the breadcrumbs.
No, I'm hungry. Why did you bring up breadcrumbs?
The next morning, Hansel and Gretel were completely lost. They began searching for a way back home, but couldn't.
Look, there's our house!
What?
Yay, we found it!
No, you can't find it. That's not how the story goes.
Excuse me, but we've lived on the outskirts of these woods our whole lives.
I think we know our way around. Mama, Papa, we're home!
The kids are walking in the front door of the house.
Gretel! Where are Mama and Papa?
Maybe Papa got lost on the way home to get blankets and food. He does have a terrible sense of direction.
No, He did not get lost.
But where's Mama? She's not in her workshop.
She's probably out searching for us.
She is not searching for you. It was their evil plot to get rid of you.
Look what you did. You made Hansel cry.
I didn't mean to do that.
Don't worry, Hansel. We can find Mama and Papa ourselves.
Okay.
Wait, you can't leave without me. I'm the one who's telling the story. Hansel and Gretel trek deeper and deeper into the...
Excuse me, why is it always Hansel and Gretel?
What do you mean?
Why isn't it ever Gretel and Hansel?
That's just how it's always been.
Just because it's always been that way doesn't make it right. Plus, alphabetically, Gretel comes first.
Which is true when you think about the alphabet A, B, C, D, E, F,
G.
Then comes H. And G is for Gretel and H is for Hansel. So she's right. She should come first. Besides, ladies first, right? Mm-hmm. That's the expression. It's an old expression.
Okay. How's this? Gretel and Hansel trek deeper and deeper into the woods.
Much better.
Until they came upon a gingerbread house.
A super tasty cookie house!
No, it's a gingerbread house. And outside of the house stood...
Oh, look! A sweet old lady!
Would you two stop interrupting me?
Come inside from the cold, little dearies. I can put you in my oven to warm you up.
No, you offer them some food.
Oh, but it's so cold. I could use a little oven time.
No oven time.
Gretel wants to go in the oven? I guess so.
The old lady was really a witch who liked to eat children.
Don't be silly. She's a sweet old lady.
I promise you she's a witch.
I don't really have any magical powers, so I'm not exactly a witch.
See, I told you she's not a witch.
Why won't you children believe anything I'm telling you?
Stop yelling. Do you want to make Hansel cry again?
The witch, who was not a sweet old lady, locked Hansel in a cage and forced him to eat candy and treats to fatten him up.
Yay, candy. I want to be put in the candy cage. Can I go in the candy cage?
No, you can't. Gretel was forced to do chores around the house.
This is ridiculous. The boy gets to sit around and eat candy while the girl has to cook and clean. Get with the times. This is the 15th century.
Well, fine. Hansel and Gretel... Gretel and Hansel were locked in a cage and forced to eat candy.
But who is going to clean my toilet?
Says the witch. She's even got cleaning solution in her hands. But she's gonna have to do it herself, isn't she?
Yeah.
The witch could see that it would be weeks before the children became fat and puffy enough to eat, so?
He looks puffy enough for me,
says the witch.
Puffy? Oh no! Was that strawberry shortcake? Hans is allergic to strawberries.
Says Hansel, who really does not look well, does he? Mm-mm. He has puffed up like a big old marshmallow.
That is not part of the story. He is not allergic to strawberries.
Excuse me, Dr. Storyteller, but food allergies are not a joke. They can be very serious. Luckily, Hansel is only mildly allergic to strawberries.
I'd better start the oven, says the witch.
No, it's too soon in the story. Even though it was far too soon, the witch prepared the oven.
I think I'm okay,
says Hansel, who does not look okay. He looks pretty puffy.
Double, double toil and trouble,
says the witch as she starts her oven.
I can't hear you over that noisy oven. Did you say toilet trouble?
Says Gretel.
I thought you didn't want to do chores, Gretel.
I don't. But who can say no to such a nice old lady?
She's a witch, I promise.
If I borrow some beans from the giant, I can make a little boy chili.
Oh, are you chilly? Do you need some oven time? Here, I'll help you.
And Gretel has pushed the witch into
the oven.
The oven. And she screams out, ah! Meanwhile, Hansel has found something.
Gretel, I found this book.
50 recipes for cooking children.
You know, something tells me she wasn't such a nice lady after all.
Yes, that was me. I was telling you that.
No need to get your undies in a twist, she says to you.
If you two won't listen to me, you might as well tell the story yourselves.
Oh, can we do that? Let's try it.
Wait, I didn't mean...
Hansel grew a mustache. I've always wanted a mustache.
Me too. I want a mustache.
This is ridiculous.
Gretel grew a mustache too. Now you try.
Gretel and Hansel met a unicorn named Fluffy Bottom.
Come on, a unicorn? Next, you're gonna tell me that Fluffy Bottom flew you home to your parents and you all lived happily ever after.
Unicorns can't fly, everyone knows that. Look, Gretel, it's Mama and Papa.
I'm so sorry, children. I got lost on the way home to get blankets and food. You know I have a terrible sense of direction.
Wait, what? No, you had an evil plot.
And I built this flying contraption to go searching for you.
That's exactly what I thought,
says Gretel.
This is all wrong.
You know, if you take out the child ingredient, these recipes aren't half bad,
says Hansel, who has been reading this recipe book.
Maybe we could live here and open a bakery,
says Gretel.
Yes, let's do it.
And now the whole family is working in the witch's house, which is made out of gingerbread, but they've converted it into a bakery where they're selling sweets. This might be one of the silliest books we've ever read. So, Gretel and Hansel smile politely, and he says,
and we all lived happily ever after.
Ahem, he said, and we all lived happily ever after.
I suppose you want me to say the end.
Thank you.
Wait, no, I didn't mean to say the end.
You only need to say it once. Next!
we'd like to buy something for our grandmother.
In the picture, we can see that their shop is filled with fairy tale characters. Gnomes and pigs and sheep and children. And Jack, even. Jack and the Beanstalk and his Aunt Cinderella. And his cow, Bessie. And the giant, everybody's in there. And I think that Hansel and Gretel are going to live happily ever after, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for reading this book with me. Did you have fun?
Yes, of course I did.
Me?
It's my book.
It is fun. And it is also...
The end.
The end.